Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I got my Italian-American Astros confused. Arrighetti is from here. He's from Cinco Ranch. It's Loperfido is the one who's got jersey ties. So I had that backwards during headlines. I said Arrighetti gets to start tonight in front of all of his paisans from New Jersey. I didn't say it exactly that way, but it's Loperfido who's from New Jersey.
I just thought maybe you knew something I didn't about like where his family emigrated to Texas when he was three. He had to ride in a boxcar down here or something. I don't know.
Okay. I just botched it. Here was Dana Brown yesterday on MLB TV. So we welcome you back in here on a Wednesday. Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. Dana Brown on MLB TV with Brian Kenny explaining the thought process behind the Josh Hader signing.
Ultimately, you know, we wanted to really strengthen our back end. You know, we felt like we would shorten the game. We didn't expect the guys to get off to a slow start, you know, but with those three guys on the back end, Abreu, Presley, and Hader, we felt like, you know, look, we can shorten the game. You know, we get good starts, you know, that we would, you know, we could sort of get into this groove and get into first place and you know, defend our division title. We didn't expect to get off to this slow start. I think our guys are, you know, they understand where they are at this point, and they know that they have to turn a corner and, you know, suck it up.
That's, you know, the wild thing about the Hader signing. There's so many things now in retrospect, and I think Hader's going to get it straightened out. I think he'll get it figured out, I hope. But, one, they signed him to a five-year deal. Like, for Crane to dip into free agency, true free agency, and give a guy in his 30s 5 years is something else, especially when that's a position where the contracts have just become much shorter in bullpens. Like, nobody's dishing out five-year deals to relievers anymore, even closers. But that the double whammy, really triple whammy with the Hader thing, isn't just the length and the money. It's that he's been bad, and it's the fact that he has a position that really is only of value to you when you are winning games, when there are games to actually close, when there's opportunity. You know, you spend money on an everyday player, and they trot out there, and they go out and do their thing. And if they're good, you can have a good everyday player on a bad team that goes out there for 150 games and gives you a great season. And the team's bad, but it's not necessarily his fault. I'm not blaming Hader for where the Astros are right now, but the fact of the matter is, even if he was good, his value would be so diminished right now because the team is not very good. There's not many save opportunities with this team right now.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, well, you did this on a team who is... Let me check just to see where they are today. Mm. Sean, guess where they rank in terms of team ERA, you know, from best to worst.
Okay, this is good. I would bet, I'm going to say out of 30 teams, they are 28th.
You're so negative. They're 27th. They're... They're not nearly as bad as you paint them out to be, Sean.
Sorry about that.
they're in the bottom third of the ninth tenthile. They're in the bottom 20%, they're in the bottom third of that bottom 20%.
Right.
Not 20%. Decile.
The decile. Yeah. They're in the upper third of the bottom decile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's three teams worse than them in baseball in terms of the
pitching
staff.
Bottom third of the second to worst decile. Yeah, my bad. They're 27th. I still had him at 28.
Is that a word? Is decile a word?
It is. It is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're in the bottom third of the ninth decile.
Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Oh, wait, no, the second decile, if it's the worst. Yeah. Anyway, God, this has gotten nerdy and stupid both at the same time.
Right.
That's what we do best. So we're stupid nerds. The pitching in general is atrocious. If all the things that have gone wrong, at the very least, for one, all right, for a while, they were like 15th or 16th in errors per game. They've worked their way back up over the last couple weeks. They're playing cleaner baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So at least they're like in the top 10 for errors per game in a good way. You know, the batting, there's the runners in scoring position, hitting has been awful, but you look at their OPS is good. Their batting average is good. It feels like the pendulum might swing back the other way with that. But, man, the pitching all around, whether you go with starters or back end of the bullpen or middle relief or what have you, you've got a nice little Seth Martinez here or there, and then you've got a whole bunch of awfulness. It's been just disgusting.
Yep, it's been bad. Dana Brown was asked, has the demotion of Ryan Presley to the eighth inning, you know, to a setup guy, has that affected him this season?
I think it's just a slow start. You know, ultimately, Presley's a gamer, a competitor. You know, sure, I think mentally, when it first happened, I think, you know, there was some thought there like, man, I've been really good at this role. Why am I being replaced? So, I mean, I understand that part. But ultimately, when it's time to strap it on, these guys will get after it. I just think it's been unfortunate that we've gotten off to this slow start. But I don't think it affects the guys that are really good competitors, you know, throughout their entire career. I mean, Presley's going to go out and give you his heart and his soul every time out. You know, it's just that early on, we're off to this slow start.
Maybe they haven't strapped it on. Like, strap it on better.
Yeah.
Strap it on harder.
Mm-hmm.
Do something to entertain me, okay?
Yep.
If you're somebody that's supposed to, you know, perform when it's time to strap it on, then just let's get to strapping. What do you say?
I was out.
You up for that? Maybe.
I was sitting.
Anybody up for anything?
I was sitting front row behind the bullpen on Sunday. Amy and I were, and I kept leaning over the wall, and I kept leaning down and looking at them and saying, when are you guys going to strap it on down there? All of you.
Will you please strap it on?
When does this strapping it on part happen? That's why I paid for these seats, to see you guys strap it on down there, all right? You know what was weird? They had a duffel bag that one of them carried out there. They had a duffel bag. I didn't see any apparatuses in there that would kind of what you and I are talking about right now. But there was a duffel bag full of different athletic supplies, and there were two footballs inside the duffel bag.
Oh yeah, guys. Some guys just like CJ likes to shoot basketballs, you know, before the game. It's just different mechanics.
Yeah.
And hurting your arm.
Nobody
your arm
used
a little
it
bit
though. I wanted to see somebody. I wanted to see what they look like tossing a football.
Might have also just been because they like to throw the football around. From
time to time.
You know, Springer and who was Springer always out there with? Mariznick, right? Mariznick and Springer would play catch a lot
with the football. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They would play catch with a football before the game. Well, at one time, remember Springer was wearing a football helmet out on the. Like during batting practice.
I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah. They had. I know Mariznick and Springer, I believe, were two of the bigger football fans on the team, and they, you know, they play fantasy football and everything, so they talk about it a lot. But Mariznick was always the one that I would have loved to have seen him as a receiver.
Yeah.
I bet he could have been a good receiver. I mean, ultimately, he chose the right sport.
He did.
Unless he could have been all pro as a receiver or something. But he probably made more money in his career as a utility defensive specialist outfielder than he would have as like a starting third receiver.
Like
that's not a starting third, like a standard third receiver,
like a depth receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
Text message: if we could take out the first, seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, we'd be amazing. Maybe less Pilates. Yeah,
I know. Everybody's like, okay, why are we focusing on the first and second inning with Hunter Brown? Can we not focus on the positive?
As soon as he
prevents any possibility of the team winning from happening, then he kind of loosens up and he's like, okay, pressure's off. This game is lost already.
Yeah.
These guys can't hit anyway. So, yeah, I'll just go ahead and have some fun out there from now on.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you... I wonder, if this keeps going, does Espada have a breaking point at some point where he actually criticizes this team? Like, he's doing these...
I don't know.
We got these cuts from last night. He's talking about six walks.
But that's the problem. It's like, okay, is that... What is the answer for a baseball manager? Is it... it's awesome because in movies, it's somebody throwing bats into the showers.
Yeah.
Or it's somebody dressing somebody down or something. I think, ultimately, with really good managers... It's a lot of stuff that's not quantifiable.
Yeah.
It's whatever effect they have. Like Dusty, for all of his kooky lineup things at times, here and there, whatever. Like, I always felt like Dusty, for the very thing they brought him in for, was his way with people and just how smart he was when it came to perhaps pushing the right buttons at the right times with guys.
Yeah.
Is Espada... If we're going to blame it on the manager, is it as simple as like, man, Espada just is not the guy. He's the guy that was there when you didn't want to go out and do something bold or get somebody different or what have you. Like, is Espada just the guy that was easy because it felt like cruise control?
Yeah.
And at that point, all right, whether it's his fault or not, at some point, if they get to the trade deadline and they haven't either been aggressive in trying to improve the team, or if they haven't at least tried a new manager, then I feel like, well, they're just cruising now. They just assume that everything's always going to be awesome because of what Jeff Luhnow built back.
Or they're insane, right? The definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again, thinking it's going to work, you know?
And yeah, I don't like that saying, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
A lot of times when you practice something over and over again, it's not working, but you're practicing it until it does work. But anyway, yes.
They're 12-23. You know, like
I don't like people always attribute that quote to Albert Einstein, and that's not true either.
Oh, wow, who said Albert,
I think it's one of those things they can't quite figure it out.
Oh.
It's like it popped up and multiple different people could have borrowed it from somebody else, but it's not Albert Einstein.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. None of us know what's going on behind the scenes in the clubhouse, really, as far as, like, is this a team that needs a kick in the ass right now? Is there a lack of leadership? Is anybody...
Yeah.
I just know that the one time Justin Verlander said something to everybody, everybody made a huge deal out of it, which tells me there's not a whole lot of it going on in the clubhouse right now, you know?
This season. What was the story this year when he said something?
With Verlander, when he got back and he was activated, I remember it was on a Wednesday, he basically told the team, like, hey, get our heads out of our butts.
Oh, okay.
And then they went out and won a game the next day, and everybody was talking about, yeah, Verlander gave us a talking to, and that's why we won the game. And then they went out and lost the next two games.
Yeah. Well, that's like when Brantley gave his big, awesome speech, and like you kind of just glide by the fact that, yeah, that... He did it at batting practice, and it's not like anybody actually had a good offensive game that next game in the World Series. It was just
it was a no-hitter.
Right, they threw a committee no hitter.
Yeah,
that's what it was. It wasn't. It had nothing to do with what they were talking about at batting practice.
Yeah, something.
But it was
wrong.
A nice speech. It's a good story. It looks good on the Hollywood script.
Something's wrong. I know that. Let's get to
as far as changing the coach. I know this just from talking to owners, talking to. And then talking to coaches about quarterbacks and when they know when to change it. Like, sometimes it really is just a matter of, look, there's no scientific method to this. It's like they need a spark and we don't know where to get it. Maybe a change of manager would be the thing. I don't know who it is. The guys last night were kind of just joking around, throwing names out like Buck Showalter, with Patrick and Sean last night.
Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, heading into the 9 o'clock hour. Dana Brown, let's get to a little bit more Dana Brown. What Seth was just talking about, will they be a seller at the trade deadline? What does this answer sound like to you? Take a listen to what Dana Brown has to say in the next segment. Do you agree with the Astros GM? That is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.